Blog Talk Radio.
One, two, three, four.
We got to patch it up, baby, before we fall apart at the seams. We got to patch it up, baby, we can't let time unravel our dreams. Let's go back and touch the past. One more night is all I ask. Get that feeling. That old feeling. Feel it, heal it. Oh, we can patch it up, baby.
We
can patch it up, baby. We can patch it up, baby. Patch it up with a whole lot of love. We got to patch it up, baby. Let's sweep out all the cobwebs of our heart. We got to patch it up, baby, before indifference pulls us apart. Let's don't let a good love die. Let's give it just one more try. With that feeling, that old feeling. Feel it, heal it. We can patch it up, baby. We can patch it up, baby. We can patch it up, baby.
Rockin' Mondays. I'm kind of happy about that, too. I missed being able to just play Elvis songs and chit-chat with all y'all and see what's going on and hear from you guys and at least listen to Elvis songs, because that's what we do around here. But I'm glad I can be able to do this, and I'm glad we can do this again. That's why we're at episode 14, if you guys are confused and like you get the link and then you go, episode 14? Well, we had 13 episodes of this before I started doing Elvis Alive Mondays, and now we're switching back to Elvis Rockin' Monday. Gotta keep it organized. Well, guys, I tell you what, today is Martin Luther King Day. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. And if you guys know anything in the Elvis world, you know when Martin Luther King Jr. died, got assassinated, Elvis put the grief within himself and came out with the most beautiful, beautiful song, which if you read anything about when he recorded it in nothing but blackness, nothing but darkness, and he just reached within himself, and the grief and everything came out, and what came out was beautiful. It was If I Can Dream, and it beautiful, beautiful, beautiful song. But I can't play it tonight because it's copyrighted. Yeah, I know. It's going to get kind of weird around here lately when it comes to laws and copyright, because people in the Elvis world think they own something and they'll charge you if you want to hear it. I'm glad that YouTube will continue to play our Friday night shows. Thank gosh. I see that Gavin Jenkins, Tanya Jenkins' son, is doing a great job uploading all of those videos. He's actually like on episode 26 now, so he's getting there. And of course, Tanya, her graphics are just beautiful. So go back to YouTube and start listening on the TCB network on YouTube, guys, because the episodes that are getting uploaded, believe it or not, I was listening to a few and they sound brand new. I mean, they're so in the past. Listening to them again, it's like listening to a new show. So, hey, try it. It's good. It's cool. And I'm just glad that Tanya and Gavin can do that for us. Now, there's something really, really amazing that's going on right now. And I wanted to give a shout out to Brandon, our little brother, because I don't get to really do this that often, but I'm going to do it now. Our website, the TCB network, .simplesite.com, is doing amazing because our brother Brandon took control over the website and he is designing the website now. So thank you, Brandon. Kudos. It looks great. I went into it today and it looks really organized and up to date, and we sure appreciate it. It's less that we have to do around here, folks, because like I said, the shows on Friday take up most of E's valuable time talking about his memories. And, you know, he's 85 and he can only take so much. And, you know, I do as much as I can around here myself, but I just couldn't get our website up to date. So I'm glad you can do that for us, Brandon. Everything is looking A-okay. I'm even enjoying Jenny's show on Sunday that she added, the Gospel Hour. It's very nice and enlightening, and it makes you stop and think, and I appreciate her doing that. So we're all staying busy, we're all doing our thing, we're all pitching in and getting this network up to par. I did see that we have had completely 6,228 listeners, and that is amazing. In almost a year of broadcast, we have that total, so that's so cool. And we'll just continue to get the Elvis truth out there, because that's why I made this network, is to get the truth out there and to get whatever he tells me out there, because nobody is going to know his truth than Elvis himself. Now, guys, I'm going to play a song, and let's get started. I'm going to walk a mile in my shoes.
if you could be me for just 1 hour. If we could find a way to get inside each other's mind. Oh, if you could see you through my eyes instead of your ego, I believe you'd be surprised to see that you've been blind. Oh, wobble my in my shoes. Oh, it'll wobble my in my shoes. Yeah, before you abuse, criticize, and accuse, wobble my in my shoes. Now, if we spend the day throwing stones at one another, cause I don't think, I'll wear my hair same way you do. Oh, well, I may be common people, but I'm your brother. And when you strike out to try to hurt me, it's a hurt to you. Lord, have mercy, wobble my in my shoes. Just wobble my in my shoes. Yeah, before you abuse, criticize, and accuse, wobble my in my shoes. Now there are people on reservations and out in the ghetto, and brother there, for the grace of God, oh, you and I. Oh, if I only had the wings of a little angel, don't you know I'd fly to the top of mountain, and then I'd cry. Cry, walk about in my shoes. Oh, walk about in my shoes. Yeah, before you abuse, criticize, and accuse, walk about in my shoes. Walk about in my shoes. Walk about in my shoes. Yeah, before you abuse, criticize, and accuse, walk about in my shoes.
Good song, good message. Everyone should remember those words. Walk a mile in someone's shoes before you judge them. You know, and that's truth. Anyways, folks, when I was doing shout outs, there is something else I'd like to say. I'd like to say that give me about a few days and I'll get Miss Rebecca and Miss Angel back into the fold, because I need my admins, especially for the group. I'll need you guys to admin when I add you guys into the group. So I did not forget. It will happen soon. You guys, I'm opening another page. I'm opening the TCB Network page. So any links that you guys miss, any shows that you guys miss will always be on that page, and it'll be updated. And thanks to Rebecca and to Angel, it'll be done and done right. So thank you and welcome back to the TCB Network. Just give me time to get organized, ladies, and I can get that fixed. Okay, so what else? Oh, yes. Before I take callers, I just want to say something else. I wanted to say that Wednesday is Elvis Book Club, and it will be fun. Don't forget that we're going over the book, Love Beads from Elvis, the Kathy Tatum diary. And like I said, it's going to be great. We're going to go over the book starting on Wednesday at 9:30, and it'll be a book club. People are asking me, what's it going to be about? Well, the thing is, I'm just going to read from the book, like inserts, to give you a big idea of what the book is about. And then the last 30 minutes of the show, you guys can call in and we can talk about what we just read together, what we just, you know, learned about the book. And I think it'll be fun. And you do not have to own the book to join. You just have to listen to each show and pay attention to my voice. Pay attention to what I say. Anyways, but it'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it. Okay, without further ado, I'm going to take callers. I've got Susan and Ann. Hello, ladies. Hello.
Hello, Shauna.
Hi.
How you doing?
Well, I'm doing good, Tootsie. How are you?
I'm great.
Good. Sorry, I was using. I'm using a new word. I can't talk tonight. I'm using a new word. Tootsie. Hey, Tootsie.
Oh.
Hey.
Oh, it sounds great.
Susan, are you there, honey? Hello? I don't hear her.
No.
She's in the studio. I see her name. I answered her call, but there's no one there.
Yeah.
I guess we'll figure it out eventually. But I hear you loud and clear, Anne. You sound great.
So do you.
Maybe Susan isn't there. I don't know, but I don't hear her, honey. I'm good. Oh. I'm good. It's Martin Luther King Day here in America. And as you know, I was talking a little bit about how Elvis, you know, recorded If I Can Dream. And the emotion he felt and how he just used his mourning period for America because of what happened and just threw it all together and how he recorded it in the dark because it had. We'll take something like that and do something like record in the dark. I mean, he's the only one that I have read that has done that, but other people have other routines that they do, you know, to make a certain album or to make a certain song to make a certain song have more emotion. They'll do certain things. Mm-hmm. But he's the only one I heard that recorded in the dark because he just couldn't do it with people looking at him. It was just too much. But Susan says she's there, but I can't hear her. I just read in the chat group. She goes, I'm here, but I don't hear her. Oh, well. Oh. Let's listen to a song. Maybe we'll be able to hear her when she gets back. Let's listen to The Next Step Is Love.
Oh, great song.
Yesterday I slipped away, and the sun is welcome in the evening shadows of a perfect day. And the next step is love. The next step is love. We walk barefoot through the misty meadows, laughing at each other in the rain. Made some faces at some people in the park and didn't bother to explain. Fun, fun, look at us run, going nowhere special really fast. But we've yet to taste the icing on the cake that we've been baking with the past. And the next step is love. So what are we waiting for? The next step is love. Girl, it's for sure. Yesterday I slipped away, and the sun is a welcome in the evening shadows of a perfect day. And the next step is love. Next step is love. Love will be a place to run to from the world they will to you and me. We'll be closer than we've ever been, though looking back it's so hard to believe.
hanging on in the best we picked up on the way to now. Changes are coming, but together we can make it through somehow. 'Cause the next step is love. So what are we waiting for?
I get lost in it. Yes, yes, yes. But I always think of those colorful shirts he had on during those performances, and I'm just like, oh, nice shirts, E. No, you have to admit, I mean, he had some really colorful shirts on during That's the Way It Is performances. They were very groovy.
Very.
I get kind of lost in those performances, because his music wasn't just spot on, but of course his apparel was just right. You know, he dressed really sharp during that time period. Woo, very sharp.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. You know, I had Brandon try to convince me to get Elvis Presley glasses to wear.
Did they?
Yes, and then how about this? They, the guys, were trying to convince me to get EP glasses, and I'm like, I don't know, man. I have to have prescription glasses. It seems like a lot of money.
Oh.
Which it'd be real styling. Yeah, it would. Just I wear prescription. I don't think you can get prescription. I see Susan try to call in. Hello, are you there?
Hello. Ah, great.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi.
Yes.
Oh, yay. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, my pretties. Hello.
Hello, my sweet. Oh, I'm so glad to be here.
Well, I'm glad you ladies are with me, you know, because I just made me a cup of warm tea while that song was going on anyways, and it's like having tea with you guys. We're just missing the crumpets or biscuits. Darn. I'm doing this cleanse where I try to really go natural and not putting just junk in my mouth these days. So when I want a late night snack, I'll just make me a cup of tea, and it settles my cravings, and I don't feel so guilty. Yeah, Christmas was too much for me, ladies. It's time to get back to rock and roll, because I've been sick too, and you know, with asthma, it's hard to get back to where you are, and especially if they give you steroid treatments. And y'all know, if you ever been on steroids, it makes you gain weight. So you really have to be careful. Oh Lordy, that's the last thing I want to worry about, ladies.
Yeah, true.
I don't want to worry about that. Yes,
as long as you're well, though.
Eating healthier makes you well, believe it or not. It is what you eat. Mm. You are what you eat. You have to remember that. What is it they used to say, ladies? 20 seconds on the lips is a lifetime on the hips.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
I just want one bonbon. Nope. That takes you all day to work off. Can't have that bonbon. Have broccoli instead.
Dick. Oh.
No. I'm doing
lots
it.
Lots of iron.
Yeah. But the thing is, you know, just do what you guys can. You know, it's not a number. It's how you feel, especially in the weight department. But as I said, ladies, I'm just going through a cleanse. It's not really a diet. It's just something I wanted to do anyway, but the steroids is helping me do it a little bit more now. Cause I'm like, no, not going to gain weight this time around. Not on steroids.
No,
but I'll tell you what, you guys will listen to another Elvis song and I'll quit talking about my weight. Cause Lord have mercy. I could hear it tomorrow. All these people criticizing me talking about myself. Oh my gosh.
Oh.
Okay. here we go. This is Elvis doing Mary in the Morning.
Oh, lovely.
Nothing's quite as pretty as Mary in the morning, when through a sleepy haze I see her lying there, soft as the rain that falls on summer flowers, warm as the sunlight shining on her golden hair. When I awake and see her there so close beside me, as Mary in the morning, chasing the rainbow in her dreams so far away. And when she turns to touch me, I kiss her face so softly, and then my Mary wakes to love another day. Tomorrow's for a lifetime.
All right. Merry in the morning. Very mellow, romantic, nice song. Oh, it is. You've got to be in love with someone to actually wake up in the morning and be like, oh, you're great. You're great. Yeah, my husband just turns over and he's just like, oh, you're awake? I'm awake. All right. All with my oil of Olay on my face and my hair up because it's so long, I can't sleep with it down. It has to be up, all the way up in a knot. Mm-hmm. Hi. Yeah, my hair's sticking straight up. Hey, honey. Aren't I sexy? He goes, yes, honey, you're sexy. I'm like, yay.
Oh, see, bless him.
It's true love, really. If you can wake up next to someone with their morning breath, their hair sticking straight up, no makeup whatsoever, and things just not laid down right, trust me, it's all love.
It's love.
It's love. Trust me. Because, you know, it's only love when you can sit at the dinner table or the breakfast table or whatever table you have with someone for 20 plus years or whatever. That's a long time to look someone in the eyes. Day in, day out. It is. It's kind of like a work. It is. It's a job. It's a working contract. You got to keep working it. Got to keep going. And the thing is, we all know in Elvis's life, that's not the way it was. It wasn't the way he wanted it anyway. He was a man that loved to have his cuddles. He was a man that loved to be talked, baby talked to. Hi, Whittle Biddle. How you doing? You know, he was a man that needed a woman always near him to, you know, satisfy his needs. And we all know he had many girlfriends. He had many affairs, and he had loves of, you know, loves as well. So, you know, he had lots of women, and each one knew that if one wasn't in his bed, another one would take their place. And if they weren't happy with that, then they had to, you know, find lives elsewhere. And that's what we're going to be going over on Wednesday, ladies. We're going to be going over one of those such ladies, Kathy Tatum. So that'll be very interesting because she was just one of the many that got to see the inside of Elvis's bedroom.
Nice.
Yes. And so it would be nice to see what she has to say about the whole thing. But I'll tell you what, it wasn't an easy feat being Elvis Presley, because during that time, you know, he had an ego, but he also had a tenderness about him. And as I said, not all of those women were just a one-night stand, of course. And not all of those women were just a sexual thing. But
no,
the handful, the two handfuls maybe that were, all decided to write a book, of course. So we're at that stage. We're going to be reading books about people that said they knew Elvis, and we're going to either debunk the lies or take in the truth. But I will have to say, this book with Kathy Tatum is her diary of 5 years, and I call it the truth because, you know what, our special guy told me such. I believe we have Manette on the phone. Hello, Manette.
Hey. How are you?
Hey.
Hello,
good.
Manette.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hi.
We're just talking about Elvis, of course, and listening to good music.
Oh, great. I'm sorry I'm late.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's okay. I only made the show tonight for an hour because I wasn't quite sure how long to make it for tonight anyways. I've got to get to bed early. I got to get up at 5:30 in the morning, and it's going to be 20 degrees outside. Oh, girl, you have no idea. Ugh. I don't know why the buses and schools have to come so early. It's ridiculous, but whatever. Anyways, we've all done it. Everyone knows a mother's work is never done.
Mm-hmm. Very true.
It's never done. Never, never done. Now, you guys, let's play another Elvis song, and maybe we can get into another Elvis subject. Oh, gosh, it's like it goes back and forth, everybody. Let's see what song will get us to let's see what song will get us to say next. Oh, my goodness. Okay, here's one that I really like very much. It's Any Day Now.
Any day now, I will hear you say goodbye, my love. You'll be on your way. Then my wild, beautiful bird, you will have flown. Any day now, I'll be all alone. I know I shouldn't want to keep you if you don't want to stay. Until you're gone forever, I'll be holding on for dear life, holding you this way, begging you to stay. Anything I know, when the clock strikes gold, you'll come. Then my tears will flow. Then the blue shadow will fall all over town. Any day now, love will let me down. You won't be around.
Right, Any Day Now. Beautiful song, right, ladies?
Yeah. It is real beautiful.
Did you guys know that when Elvis recorded this song, he did it at the American Studios, and none other than a young, blind Ronnie Millsap, who played piano, was there. And he also recorded this song in the 80s, Ronnie Millsap did, as a country song. So
That
is just some history for you if you know who Ronnie Millsap is. Mm-hmm.
God.
Yep. He does that song, "There's a Stranger in My House." Donna. Yeah, it's Ronnie Millsap, and he's blind. He's completely blind. He plays piano just like, you know, where's my mind tonight? The other piano player that's blind. Oh my gosh, he does that song "Superstition." Oh my gosh, where's my mind tonight? Oh, I want I want to say Lionel Richie, but it's not Lionel Richie. No. He's not blind. Oh, my gosh. I can't remember. Anyways, I'm sorry, guys, but I do remember Elvis history, so I remember that Ronnie Millsap did also do Any Day Now, and he was also there, young, helping Elvis in the American studios in 1969 when he was doing this song. So it's cool how... Ah, Anne, thank you. Anne finally and Susan finally tells me Stevie Wonder. Thank you, ladies.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you. It's nice to have friends that can help you out there. Thank you. Because I couldn't think about it, Manette. I was like, what is
name?
I'm
nose blind. When somebody
I'm talking about,
I'm
well, what it is blind. Is I'm talking about Elvis here, and my mind gets scattered brain to have to think about another artist. I'm like, what is that? Oh, my gosh. Anyway, sorry. And no, to answer your question, Miss Susan, cause she just wrote me, I can't hear you now. I can't hear Anne now either. So you guys might want to call back. I can't hear a word you guys say. It's just me and Manette here.
Oh, okay.
It happens. It's all right. So, you guys are all wondering when is the Q&A so you can get your answers. That'll be this Friday on The Truth About Elvis, a whole 2-hour show with more questions and music. It'll be good. Yes, it'll be real good. Like I said, I'm glad I'm not doing it on video now. I have more options being able to do it on radio for you guys. It's funner on radio to do Q&A. I can put more in for one, and it's nicer that way. So,
mm-hmm. And you're
yeah,
good at
so, thank you. I try my best. You know, it's hard to keep up with everything, but I do my best, and I enjoy the Q&As. They're real nice and they're fun, and it brings everybody together to be able to ask a question, and that's really important. I like that bringing people together type thing. It's nice. Okay, here's Anne again calling. Hello, Anne.
Hello, Shauna.
I can hear you now.
Hey, Anne. I can hear you.
Hello.
I'll tell you what, ladies. While we're waiting for Susan, I'm going to play another song. Let's listen to I Got a Feeling in My Body. I want to hear some of that funk. Let's go.
Okay.
Moses walked the children out of Egypt land. Said, now don't you worry, we're in the Lord's hands. He's gonna walk beside us, time is coming near. He's gonna wash away all our misery and our fear. I got a feeling in my body, this will be our lucky day. But for the weak, leave the devil's evil sweating on the street. I got a feeling in my body, this will be our lucky day. We'll be releasing all our sorrow, leaving the land alone away. Thank you. believe the devil's evil. Sweating on the street. I got a feeling in my body. This will be a lucky day. We'll be released from our sorrow. Leaving the land alone today. Yeah. I want to know right now.
All right, I got a feeling in my body. Yeah, especially when we watch you on stage, Elvis. Yeah, there's lots of feelings going on in every woman's bodies, especially in the front row, just drooling it up over there. Lots of feelings. Lots of feelings. Some big hunk of love and feelings. I'm sorry, but it's true. I know. It's like all those women in the front row, we were all jealous of y'all. Thank you very much. All of us were jealous. But still, I mean, lots of feelings and lots of bodies as Elvis performed. No doubt about that. Especially girls that were going through puberty like I was. It's lots of feelings. But still, you know. Yeah, but all the songs that he did are amazing, and we try to cover as many as possible, and he had over 740 something songs in his belt, so that's a lot to go over. So I know that we kind of miss a few, but I try and play as many as I can. There's a lot.
A lot.
Well, you did.
Well, thank you. Now, guys, there is a video I am going to do, and it's something I am not going to fall back on. It's something I've been wanting to do. On Tuesdays, which is tomorrow, a new video will be uploaded of me, because it's a segment I'm going to do for my YouTube channel called Shauna's Opinion About Elvis, where you'll get me on video reading an article live, and I'm telling you what I think about it. And most of the articles I'm reading are articles that I see posted in the groups or what I just see online about Elvis. And trust me, there's a lot of articles about Elvis out there, and I have a lot of opinions to share. A lot, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. So, I'm sure you do.
If you care about my opinion or my two cents about Elvis, make sure you watch these videos once a week, because I'm going to be real as I can be, and I'll try really hard to keep my temper at bay when it comes to these the ones that I've been seeing lately. So trust me, you're not going to want to miss these videos. Because you know, everybody and their sister has an opinion, and on Facebook, that's basically what Facebook is. Everybody just wants everybody else's opinion, either if it's about their cover photo, their profile picture, or a picture of their dog they posted yesterday. You know, everybody wants others' opinions. And this is a type of video that I'm going to do where it's just going to be my opinion, because everybody keeps sending me these articles and asking me in Messenger what my opinion is. So might as well make a video about it so you guys can see me in real time and how I really feel about these articles. And it saves a lot of time. I don't have to repeat myself. But it'll be fun. I think it will. It's something I've been wanting to do. You know, these little projects on the side is stuff that I have passion about. It's stuff that I try and do for myself. So if you guys like anything I do, then just tune in on Tuesdays. I'll post new videos in my group every Tuesday so you guys can see what I feel about articles that I see. And trust me, it could be an article any of you guys post. So be careful what you post because Shauna's watching. Shauna's watching.
Where is your Elvis pinup?
I'll be a voyeur. I'm watching you. But on that note, let's listen to another song, ladies. This is a really good one, too. This is one of my favorites. He's covering Adele Shannon's song. This is Runaway.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong with our love, a love that was so strong. And as I still walk by, I think of the times we've had together while our hearts were young. I'm a-walking in the rain, hear the falling and I'm feeling pain, wishing you were here by me, doing this misery, and I wonder.
Ladies, we talked about everything I possibly could think of talking about tonight, and I will have to say adieu in the next couple of minutes. I hate to do that, but I do. I made the show for 60 minutes tonight instead of an hour and 30 minutes because I wanted to see and test how many songs I can fit in an hour and then add that. Never mind. It's math. It's okay. It boggles my mind, too. But anyway, I had to figure out if I can even make this show an hour and 30 minutes, and I think I can, so it's no big deal. So next week, it'll probably be an hour and 30 minutes.
Okay. Lovely.
Oh, you know, it's always hard. It's always hard. I've got to make sure that I'm off air on a weeknight by 11 o'clock because I have to get up so early. It's just a pain. Mm-hmm. It is. I barely want to open my eyes when my Elvis song Promised Land comes on. I just like, huh? Not now. Not now. No.
Is it that time already?
Exactly. I'll put my head on the pillow some nights and I'll wake up to Elvis singing, you know, Promised Land to me on my phone. And I'm like, oh no, 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 no. Yes, especially, you know how,
Where'd you put your Elvis cutout? Your surprise.
He's in my office where I am, where I do my shows with all my Elvis memorabilia. He's with everything else right now. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Do you walk in there and get some
beautiful place?
Yeah, do you My aunt's got one, and every time she has it in her living room, and every time I went in there, I was going, I had to step
every
back
time.
One minute.
Every time I turn on the light, for some reason, it surprises me. It's really weird. It's really weird because it's so big. It's just like, oh, yeah,
yeah,
it's you. Okay. I'm good. Yeah. Yeah. It's doing that for me, but I love it. It's beautiful. I really love the cutout. It's a great surprise. And the coffee cup. And then I got a book. The book and cassette is Elvis Alive. Got that too. I love my surprises. And whoever it is sending me this stuff, thank you. I love you guys. It's very appreciative. I'm not going to say no to free stuff. And I'll always, always say thank you. I always do. I love it. It's amazing. My husband has this really big beard, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if you've seen him, but he's got this really big, beautiful beard. Very scruffy. I love it. And not many women do, but I'm a beard-loving woman, obviously, because look at my husband. But anyways, he's into this beard oil, these beard butters, these beard products. And so he's going to start being on YouTube as well. He's going to be a YouTuber, my husband. So this is kind of fun. Here I'm a YouTuber, and now my husband's going to be. So this is going to be a little fun here. He's going to make videos. I'm going to make videos. Only difference is my videos are about Elvis, and his is going to be about beards and beard products and grilling meat and manly stuff. So that's going to be funny. But I love him. I love him so much. You know, but that's what he's going to be doing, and I'm going to be doing videos. So I think it's kind of fun. We're both trying to have an influence on YouTube. It's fun. We try. I just never thought my husband was the type of person to be, you know, as social as he wants to be. So I am very curious how that's going to end up. I really am. So I'm going to root for him, guys. But anyways, my time is gone. It happened so fast, I know. But I love each and every one of you that called, Manette and Susan. And I love you guys out there listening. And I will see you guys on Wednesday, Elvis Book Club. Yeah. Woohoo!
Is it this Wednesday?
Yes, ma'am. This Wednesday.
The web was woven in my soul. Don't you know how the web was woven? Can't get loose, can't let go. Like the weed of a spider wound around my heart, I'm no longer free. At last I'm where you won't be. Don't you know that's where I want to be? Spinning round like a blue fly, thoughts of you fill my head, and no matter.